I am talking today to Judith Sullivan and Diane Polte, who are involved in the Diana Riggs concert series. They have a concert coming up on June 15th at 3 p.m. at Pleasant Hill Community Church. And I'm so glad to be talking with the two of you today.
Thank you.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, it's so good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Diane and I have offices very close to one another in the music building, so we see one another almost every day.
I know.
It's kind of it's very pleasant.
Oh, and it's a great place to be, I'm telling you.
It is. It is. I love my office over there. It's really very nice. So we're going to talk a little bit about this concert series. I honestly don't know anything about it. So tell us a little bit about the Diana Riggs concert series.
Well, Diana Riggs was the music director at Pleasant Hill Community Church until she resigned in the fall of 2021. During the time that she was there, she started the PHCC concert series. After I was hired in January of 22, later that year she passed away. And the concert series was renamed the Diana Riggs Concert Series. And we have 3 to 4 concerts a year, usually March, June, and September. Or if there's something else that comes up, we can do a January or something like that.
So are these concerts, they're orchestral, but I'm assuming they're singing concerts as well, since you're involved with them?
Well, the last semester that I was at Tech was spring 22, and I went around to all my colleagues and said, you need to do a concert for me. So we haven't had large groups, but we've had like the flute choir and the clarinet choir. We've had a clarinet recital. 2 years ago, Diane did a Celtic music program. That drew standing room only in the sanctuary. It was amazing.
Well, that's great.
Vocal recitals and just a variety of things that I've pulled from colleagues, and I'm getting to know the Crossville area a little more and trying to draw from there.
Tell me now, where is the Pleasant Hill Community Church located?
In Pleasant Hill.
In Pleasant Hill.
we're in Cumberland County, but if you look at 70 South, we're about halfway between Sparta and Crossville.
I mean, I'm sure you could just literally punch in Pleasant Hill Community Church into your GPS and it would take you right there.
Right. You just have to make sure you don't get Georgia.
Ah, good.
Because that happens that, sometimes.
Yeah, but. Well, that would be quite a drive, though.
It would. Pretty. Yeah, it tells me it takes 4 to 7 hours or something, and I'm going, no, it takes 2 minutes.
So what is some of the music that is going to be involved in this year's, this upcoming concert?
That's me. Well, like Judy said earlier, is I did a Celtic music concert. Mm-hmm. It was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 23.
And so I saw a student in the hallway. They had an Appalachian music book in their hands, and I went, well, hello. That would probably be the next progression from the Celtic music. So it was, I wanted to continue to have some, a program that had a lot of variety to it. It was, you know, something like different styles, as well as I always love dragging a student or two with me.
Which is great, and it's a great experience for them.
It's wonderful, and we have so many amazing, talented students at Tech, and so it's just another way of us showing them off. And so I'm bringing one of my vocal students, who is also an audio major, and he's going to be playing the guitar. And then we've got Judy's going to be playing for me. And we're going to be doing some classical Appalachian music kind of arrangements, as well as what I would call typical normal style that we would hear. Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. Well, we're going to take a short break. But when we come back, we'll talk about some of the other music options that are going to be at this particular concert. And I'd love to talk, too. I know the both of you have spent your life in music, and I would love to talk a little bit about that as well. So we'll be right back to continue talking with Judith Sullivan and Diane Pulte about the upcoming Diana Riggs concert series. And I'm back with Judith Sullivan and Diane Pulte, and we're talking about the Diana Riggs concert series. So you were talking a little bit about some of the music that's going to be available. Mm-hmm. You also mentioned a student that's performing, and I think it's so fantastic to find any opportunities for students to perform in front of an audience, because it's so different than when they're performing for you, you know, as a teacher.
Right.
Then they're actually having to stand up and kind of put their work out there. Who is the student that's performing?
Well, it's Sam Perdone, and he actually is employed by Pleasant Hill Community Church.
He is our sound engineer, along with another young man who is not a student, but the two of them have worked well together. But Sam is in charge of it.
Okay, that's great. And the sound engineering major, and I don't know much about it, except it's a fairly new major in the School of Music, and it seems to be very popular.
I think it's doing extremely well, and it definitely has an important niche in having something that is employable for students once they graduate.
Such
a
skill. I mean, it really is. I know from my time in the Playhouse, anytime we did a musical, that was always the big challenge, was all of these mics and all of, and how does this all coordinate together? And to have someone who is really comfortable with that is so important. Right. It's very cool that they could major in that too.
And this is the, in fact, I know it's the only thing that we have in the state that is available for just audio. So we're very, very excited about this. And I think we're going on our fourth year now.
Yeah, I knew it had been a few years. But, I know it takes time to build something up. And it just seems like it's such an exciting opportunity to do something both creative and, employable.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to thank Eric Harris. He is the one that pretty much came up with the concept and put this together. He's worked so hard on it. And we're very proud of our audio engineering, or whatever you want to call it.
That's great.
I'm not sure if they still have solidified
live audio engineering as opposed to recording studio type skills.
Yeah. Right. Well, let's circle back to the upcoming concert. Are there other musicians that are going to be available or be performing in this?
Well, Betsy Masterson is not a member of the church, but she is at Uplands Village, which is where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And she's pretty much the one that sold me on moving there. But she is a retired professional violinist. She has done orchestras. And so we collaborate often. And we even collaborate as volunteers in the nursing home that is also part of Uplands Village, and we'll be playing this Saturday at a couple of the halls.
And your instrument, Judy, is?
Piano.
Piano, okay.
For the most part.
You seemed a little hesitant about
that. Well, there is an organ there, and I'm not as good at the organ as I am at the piano, so I tend to rely more on the piano.
Right. That's so exciting, though. I love watching people play music. I've never been able to play a musical instrument, and it's one of my favorite things in the world is watching people play. Because I watch with envy, and I just think it's so amazing.
Well, she also plays harp. We did some harp voice stuff at that Celtic music program. Mm-hmm. So, and ukulele.
Yeah, I taught ukulele to non-majors at Tech. It was a blast.
Oh, that's so neat. I love that. I love that. I do find my brother-in-law is a musician, and he is amazing. He can pick up just about anything and start playing it. And it's always it just always blows my mind because he just sees a musical instrument and it's like, I think I want to play that.
Yeah.
So, which is very cool. Okay, we're going to take another short break. But when we come back, we're going to finish up talking about this upcoming concert, when it's going to be, how, you know, people can find out more about it if they're interested in joining, and talk a little bit more about your involvement with music. Thank you so much. We'll be returning, with Judy Sullivan and Diane Pulte. So what is some of the music that's going to be involved in this year's, this upcoming concert?
That's me. Well, like Judy said earlier, is I did a Celtic music concert. Mm-hmm. It was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was 23.
And so I saw a student in the hallway. They had an Appalachian music book in their hands, and I went, well, hello. That would probably be the next progression from the Celtic music. So it was, I wanted to continue to have some, a program that had a lot of variety to it. It was, you know, something like different styles, as well as, I always love dragging a student or two with me.
Which is great, and a great experience for them.
It's wonderful, and we have so many amazing, talented students at Tech, and so it's just another way of us showing them off. And so I'm bringing one of my vocal students who is also an audio major.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be playing the guitar. And then we've got Judy's going to be playing for me. And we're going to be doing some classical Appalachian music kind of arrangements, as well as what I would call typical normal style that we would hear. Yeah.
And your instrument, Judy, is
piano
okay.
For the most part.
You seemed a little hesitant about
that. There is an organ there, and I'm not as good at the organ as I am at the piano, so I tend to rely more on the piano.
Right. That's so exciting, though. I love watching people play music. I've never been able to play a musical instrument, and it's one of my favorite things in the world is watching people play. Because I watch with envy, and I just think it's so amazing.
Well, she also plays harp. We did some harp voice stuff at that Celtic music program. So, and ukulele.
Yeah, I taught ukulele to non-majors at Tech. It was a blast.
Oh, that's so neat. I love that. I love that. I do find my brother-in-law is a musician, and he is amazing. He can pick up just about anything and start playing it. And it's always it just always blows my mind because he just sees a musical instrument and it's like, I think I want to play that.
Yeah.
So, which is very cool. Okay, we're going to take another short break. But when we come back, we're going to finish up talking about this upcoming concert, when it's going to be, how, you know, people can find out more about it if they're interested in joining, and talk a little bit more about your involvement with music. Thank you so much. We'll be returning with Judy Sullivan and Diane Pulte.